Are you looking for love? Look for God. Look for God. Look for God. I want to tell men and women, nobody can truly, truly love until they know God, until they have God. Any man who does not love his wife does not know God. That seems like a very, very far-fetched statement, but it's real. For God is love. He that walketh with the wise shall be wise. He that walketh with love shall be loved. Any woman who doesn't love husband or submit doesn't know God. Singles, never manage to marry. Let me say it again. Never manage. That is, let me just marry him. Even though he's not the perfect picture of the man I'm looking for. But instead of waiting endlessly, one day I asked my wife, not too long ago, I said, when we were in courtship, was there anything you saw that gave you concern in terms of, am I sure I should marry this man? And her answer is a capital no. Not that it is unique to us, it's possible. The same story here. There is a lot of marital accidents. Accidents of marriage. People threatening each other divorce after 1 month. I was talking with the marriage committee people the other day. That the young man was very, very, one of them ran away from the house after 1 month of marriage. So I said, what happened? He said, the man beat the hell out of her. And the marriage committee man said, this man was such a gentleman in the marriage class. Such a gentleman. The devil of wife beating camouflaged inside that marriage class. I was talking to another pastor the other day who has a terrible marital situation. He said to me, sir, if I say I didn't see the handwriting, I will be lying. He said the handwritings were there. He said I just ignored everything. I said, let's just go ahead. Nothing is compulsory in life, oh. Only heaven. I don't encourage anybody to enter relationships that you will break. But I've seen people say, the next day to marriage, say, I am not sure of this thing. Wedding cars are prepared. Everything is ready, but I am not sure of this thing. And they step out. It may be very, very brutal, and nobody should ever put another person through such. But marriage, wedding that didn't hold, is better than marriage that is a hell. Am I communicating? Don't forget what I said. Don't manage to marry. God will give you the person for you. You will not marry the wrong person.
Don't marry out of desperation. And don't marry out of pity.
Don't pity somebody. Say, tell you marry him.
And never, never marry somebody you think does not deserve you.
Vice versa. Vice versa.
Both male and female.
Both male and female. Do you understand? Two of you come. Supposing these two people, this is the lady and this is the man. This man said, there are better ladies, far better than you. But let me manage you. That is, problem have started from day. And if anybody makes you feel like that, I am doing you a favor to marry you. Run.
Don't look back.
Whether it's a man or a woman, it can be both ways. Any man who is threatening to deal with you, he hasn't married yet. Run.
Finally, Oyibo life is not 100% Nigerian life. Live with the reality of your environment.
Place your right hand on your forehead and lift the other hand up. We are praying for families, and we are praying for singles. We are praying for children.
Father, we thank you for today. We join our faith together to pray for your children. Today, we ask, oh God, for an outpouring of the dignity of marriage in the name of Jesus. We pray for the restoration of marital harmonies, marital dignities. In the name of Jesus, we ask that the marriages that are doing well will do better.
Amen.
Those that have issues, Lord, we ask for your healing.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we pray for our young people that are trusting you to be married. Oh Lord, we ask that you give them direction. Grant them wisdom. Give them your leading. In the name of Jesus, none will marry the wrong person. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray for parents that you grant all of us as parents parenting wisdom in the name of Jesus. That we raise up children in your fear in the name of Jesus. We pray for children. We ask, oh God, that no child connected, related, associated to any one of us here will ever miss the road in the name of Jesus. They shall never be victims of the spirit of this age in the name of Jesus. We snatch them out of the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for marital harmonies in Jesus' name.
Go forward and the Lord help you.
Amen.
Every family, marital, business decision you are about to take, you shall not miss road.
Amen.
The hand of Jehovah guide you.
Amen.
Guide you into the right relationships.
Amen.
Into the right businesses.
Amen.
Into the right investments.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anybody currently involved in a wrong association, a wrong relationship, a wrong connection, the grace to disconnect peacefully is released upon you.
Amen.
And I prophesy right now, the right man, the right woman, separated relationships, relationships that are challenged, may God grant you intervention.
Amen.
May God grant you restoration.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I pray for children in homes. I decree the help of God for every child here of any family that is a challenged child. Divine intervention today in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We give you praise and honor.
Hallelujah.
So shall it be.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.